Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Colleghi. It is always great to say hello to our next guest. He is one of America's most popular weather personalities, and he is our go-to guy for all things weather. He is the one and only Lloyd Lindsey Young. Lloyd, welcome back to the show.
What a pleasure. What a pleasure. Hello, New York City and the entire country. It is just a thrill to talk about extreme weather. And you guys are sweating your wazoos off back there.
We are. My goodness. It is unbearable. Now, we are in, this week was one of the most prolific heat waves we've had in this area in quite a while. 95, 97, heat index is well over 100. I can't take it anymore. I cannot wait for winter. I want 2 feet of snow tomorrow. That's how bad it's gotten, Lloyd. Why is it so bad this year?
Well, you know, a lot of things have taken into place, have fallen into place. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'll explain why in a minute, but let me give you a stat. The first 6 months of 2016, second warmest temperature nationwide, mean temperature in the United States. What's remarkable about this is out of the 48 states, 45 or 46 are hot, and not counting mountain locations.
Right.
The only place you can go, Ed, to get relief in the U.S. is the Pacific Northwest, Portland, Seattle, and even they were hot earlier in the month, but they have thankfully dropped down into the mid and upper 70s. But I don't care if it's Colorado, South Dakota. Oh, my God, the heat indexes in Texas. I'll get into that in a moment. But let's talk about the tri-state area.
Sure.
You know, when you get a first of all, the heat index is the reverse of wind chill.
Okay.
And humidity, it can become so oppressive, and I would describe the recent heat wave life-threatening. And I can remember, 25 years ago when I was back there, a similar heat wave tragically claimed 300 lives, because you have to remember a lot of unfortunate people that live in the upstairs brick tenements.
Sure.
And things like that. They have no circulation, and they're elderly, and they may be not getting the proper medications. There's no cross ventilation, et cetera, et cetera. So these are the people that are really in danger. You need to look in on the elderly people, the people that are not healthy, even if they're younger. I can remember our television crews at Channel 9 would go into these tenements, and actually the temperature would be up to 120 degrees. Heat rises, and the bricks, and so on. But getting back to the heat index, your heat indexes has, well, Philadelphia, Washington, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, around 105 to 108, and that is really extremely oppressive. And the other thing that's really very difficult to cope with, when you have high dew points and high humidity, the air is so wet, it doesn't cool off at night. And that's what makes it so difficult. If you're unfortunate enough to not have air conditioning, it's very, very difficult to sleep. My parents grew up many, many decades ago on the Lower East Side of Manhattan in the days where air conditioning didn't exist.
Right.
You know where they went to sleep, Ed?
Where?
They went to Tar Beach.
Tar
Beach was?
No.
The roof. It was cooler on the roof than in the tenements or on the fire escape.
The fire escape. Wow.
Fire escapes. Thank God there's air conditioning in most of the metropolitan area. I can remember when I lived in New Jersey, I would leave Manhattan on a hot night and it would be 90. And by the time I got out to the Caldwells in Livingston with the, you know, the foliage and the the green grass, it would be, 7-8 degrees cooler. So you get a heat island effect. The heat has been far worse, if you can believe, in Texas, Mississippi, and Alabama. A couple of quick examples.
Okay.
Houston, Texas. Houston is one of the most miserable places you can spend the summer. My son was there on business, and he said, with the temperature of 98, the heat index reached 114 in Houston because of the relative humidity was up around 78%. So there's a third element that plays into Houston, Texas. If you're on the wrong side of town and the south light winds are blowing, you get the putrid oil smells from the gas refineries. So they are, in my opinion, the absolute worst place in the United States to spend the summer. The second worst would have to be New Orleans, because you have to remember New Orleans is below sea level, and they are comparable, at least comparable, to Houston, and even sometimes worse. And their humidity a couple of days last week was up in the 70-80% range, and the temperature right around 100 with 115 degrees heat index. Corpus Christi, Texas, Beaumont, Texas, all along the Gulf Coast, the central part of Florida, worse than the coast. You don't get the sea breezes and the trade winds. So Alabama, Mississippi, these were the areas that were just dreadful. Oh, I know it's terrible in the Big Apple and the tri-state area. But here's the thing, Ed. Yeah. Our long-range computer models, really, to be honest, for the next 10 days, show no let-up in this upper air pattern. Now, when I say a ridge, I'm referring to the upper atmosphere at 30,000 feet. Mm-hmm. The jet stream is out in the Pacific, and with the ridge on the West Coast, as a matter of fact, here in California, the suburbs of San Francisco and Los Angeles, even though it's dry heat, have been up in the 105-degree range, but it's more bearable. You know, heat kills. I mean, you know, there. Heat stroke, and then heat stroke, progresses.
Right.
So the only advice I can give, don't drink alcohol if you live in anywhere where it's hot, because it dehydrates you. If you have to have a beer, have a megaton of water with it, because remember, alcohol dehydrates you. So the advice I have is to drink a ton of water. Gatorade is a good thing also. Obviously, avoid any strenuous exercise outside, especially in the daytime. Go to an air-conditioned gym.
You know, it's almost as if people will always think that the extreme cold would kill more, but the heat is so much more inherently dangerous. And I always felt this way. At least with cold, you can layer up. You can prepare yourself a little bit more. I mean, you can strip down to your skivvies. There's only so much you can do here when it's this brutally hot. And what I've mentioned here, that it's been so hot, it's just that it doesn't let up. Of course, we would have mini heat waves where we would have 3-4 days of 90 plus, but with this every single day for almost a week at a time, that's when it becomes dangerous. And I'm glad you mentioned about some of these older buildings and such, because these, and they still exist now, these buildings where
I'm sure they do.
They act almost like chimneys in a way, where the hot air condenses and rises up. And if you're on, like you said, the top of a 4 or 5 story brick building anywhere in a densely populated area, that is a very dangerous situation. What I'm taking from all of this, it is time for all of us to pack up and move to Winnipeg.
Well, the pack up and move to Juneau, Alaska.
Yes.
No, you really have to use a lot of common sense. Sunblock, crucial. Oh, and sunglasses.
Yes.
Protect your eyes. Those are my tips. But so I hope I've been helpful.
You have been helpful. One request before we end this whole thing. I need to get one trademark science out of you, if you would please.
Well, you know, it's just all a matter of science.
There we go.
Science.
Very nice.
She blinded me with science.
I've got to tell you that every time I've heard that song, Thomas Dolby, I always think of you. I swear, years and years and years, whenever I've heard that song, to me, that's the Lloyd Lindsay Young song. And that is why, in your previous appearances, that's why we use that song as the bumper music coming out of the network into your interview. So that's why we do that, and that's why we did it again today. So there you go.
Well, Ed, I will be listening to American Weekend, and you do a phenomenal show. Say hello to Christine, of course.
I will.
And it's been a pleasure being on with you.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. That is why, folks, he is our go-to guy for all things weather. He brings such great information. And Lloyd Lindsey Young, as always, thank you so much for joining us here at America Weekend.
All right, Ed. Thank you.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now, and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.